Well, during the pandemic, many people are worrying about family members who are confronting the coronavirus in other parts of the country or the world. Among them, Anthony Brooks, a senior reporter at member station WBUR. His mother, Esther Brooks, is in Italy, one of the hotspots for the disease.
Hello.
Esther, are you? Yeah, I'm here. Are you hearing me?
I am.
This has become a regular part of my day, checking in with my mother in Florence, Italy.
Everything today is going like it went yesterday and the day before, and probably will go tomorrow.
My mother, I call her Esther, is 94. And here's a fun fact for public radio listeners. Back in the 1960s, she ran a ballet school in Cambridge, and among her students was a young girl named Sylvia Poggioli, who grew up to become Sylvia Poggioli. Anyway, every winter, my mother packs a suitcase of books and Nat Sherman cigarettes and heads to Florence, where she rents a small apartment by herself. When the coronavirus epidemic hit Italy, she faced a choice: rush back to America or ride it out in Florence. Now, even in the best of times, my mother hates to fly. So the prospect of chaotic airports and crowded flights in the midst of a growing pandemic seemed like a bad idea. But I was concerned that staying put in Florence seemed risky as well. I'm still concerned. We talked about it with family members, friends, even doctors. The best advice: she should do what makes her feel most comfortable. But she needed to understand that if she stayed, she might be locked down in Italy for weeks, probably longer. Well, she's still there.
Italy is absolutely extraordinary. People are obeying the law. There's no hysteria. People try to, you know, keep cheerful. You see very few people on the streets. But when you do, they always are pleasant.
Are you able to get out at all these days?
Well, you know, we're allowed to go out to get food, necessities. And this being Italy, those necessities are food, wine, and tobacco. So the tobacco shops are open. Oh, and the pharmacies. That's it.
It's the tobacco that scares me the most. My mother is an unapologetic smoker and would be particularly vulnerable if she were to get sick. On the other hand, she's good in a crisis, with a will of steel. That's probably her best defense, whether she decided to come home or stay in Italy.
My main concern was for the welfare of people I care about in America, and I didn't want to bring anything home with me. It would be insane. I don't feel that I'm infected, and I knock on wood, I won't be, because I'm very careful. Anyway, it's a good place to be here. I can't sort of describe it, you know, that this is a great joy, but it's manageable, and it's going to end one of these days, and people have been through much worse.
You're referring to things like world wars and all kinds of other traumas and crises, right?
I think part of the reason that the Italians are what they are is that they've been through so much. There is a wonderful sense of get on with things and do the best. And instead of the usual, when everything's going well here, when they just say, you know, they're incapable of saying they're fine, now that there's really something to complain about, nobody complains.
Well, that's a good way to be.
I don't know. As I say, I feel if this had to happen, I feel like I'm lucky to be here. You know, it's a bad time, but we're going to get through it.
We'll talk again tomorrow, okay?
I miss you all and love you all so much. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
All right. Same to you.
That's my mother, Esther Brooks, in Florence, Italy. The State Department has urged Americans not to travel overseas and to return to the U.S. if they can, or stay where they are. For Here and Now, I'm Anthony Brooks.